Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about what Russia wants to regulate when it comes to cryptocurrencies, and we'll talk about Brian Kelly's statement about Bitcoin not being a company or a stock. So let's jump right into this first news story. We're talking about Russia here. A crypto bill review regulates crypto fiat transactions over $9,600, report says. So it says here the Russian government has reportedly prepared a review of the draft bill on digital financial assets, detailing that the exchange of cryptocurrency for fiat for more than 600,000 rubles, which is about $9,600, or its foreign equivalent, is subject to mandatory currency exchange regulation. This is kind of a local crypto news outlet called Forklog, which has given this out. They are saying that the transactions of more than 600,000 rubles are already tracked by Russian banks for prevention of money laundering and terrorism financing. So, when it comes to states, especially when it comes to the big cryptocurrency exchanges, most exchanges are actually already implementing KYC, so know your customer, as well as AML, anti-money laundering laws, into their verification process. So you can't currently in most states, as well as for most big exchanges, you cannot open an account and trade cryptocurrencies with fiat without actually verifying your identity. This has multiple uses. One is, of course, to verify you and to be sure that this identity is not stolen and this cannot be linked to any illegal activity. On the other hand, the states and governments want to have some kind of control over the people who are working, trading, buying, selling cryptocurrencies. You have to think about this from the perspective of the state. A state wants to control the inflows and outflows of money and wants to see whether and how this money is being used. Because according to this article, the state wants to protect people from, be it for terrorism or even money laundering, where, for example, in money laundering, the state would lose valuable money. So Russia in this case is a bit interesting because in Russia, for example, cryptocurrency exchanges are not allowed. So even exchanges which are run from Russia have their headquarters, their legal headquarters in a different country, be it in Switzerland or somewhere else. So there is currently, I think, not an official Russian cryptocurrency exchange. So this is kind of the preparation for maybe being able to open up cryptocurrency exchanges in the future. So if the state says, and if this bill, for example, passes and all of these things are true, that probably cryptocurrency exchanges will become legal, but taxed. So people will be verified, will be kind of, the data that's being collected by these cryptocurrency exchanges will be controlled in the case of bigger transactions. But it also means that cryptocurrency exchanges can actually flourish that way. And of course, the state will then receive a certain amount of tax, be it when you have to declare it on your tax declaration or whether when you trade it for fiat currency. What is interesting here, the draft bill classifies crypto as property, thus not a legitimate payment system in Russia. The government also wants to tax digital asset transactions. This is exactly what we talked about. According to Telmuraz Vashakmadze, an associate professor at the Russian Presidential Academy of National Economy and Public Administration, a 13% personal income tax could be imposed on crypto traders, although the anonymity of crypto trades may make this difficult. And he says here, if the person themselves does not announce that they bought and sold Bitcoins, then no one will know about it, so many people will not voluntarily declare such income. Yes, this can be very true. However, I think we have to keep in mind that Bitcoin, for example, is not completely anonymous, so you can track transactions back. And I think it's kind of a wrong assumption to think that Bitcoin is fully anonymous, because it's not. And you have to definitely, especially if you live in Russia and if you trade cryptocurrencies, I always recommend people, if it's for tax declaration and if you change it for fiat currency, always pay the taxes. It's not worth trying to hide money from the state, because it sooner or later will bite you in your butt. So it's not really worth it, in my opinion. However, how this will effectively turn out, we will see. It's still kind of a rumor, so we'll see how the taxation will go on. Now, another story, it's CNBC's Fast Money's Brian Kelly is saying Bitcoin is like the internet in the 1980s. So there's this interview with CEO Brian Kelly, who is running a company called BKCM, which is an investment firm for digital assets. And he's the CEO. And basically what he's saying in this short interview is like 5 minutes on CNBC Fast Money. And you know, CNBC Fast Money is kind of the number one, mass watched crypto news. So it's always people are, when the hype is up, a lot of CNBC news do appear. And he's saying, when asked and talked about Bitcoin's potential, he's saying, I think this technology is going to work. It's going to be game changing, but it's very early days, so we can have this massive volatility. He previously actually thought that it's more like internet 1995, so it's close to the dot-com bubble, but he's actually saying now and reversing that statement and saying, well, Bitcoin is more like in the 1980s. So it's what is different though, and he's saying that it's open source software, so you can't think of it as a company. That's where people make their mistake. This is not a stock, this is not a company. And this is, I think it's a correct observation. I think what Bitcoin is and what all these currencies that we talk about in these episodes actually are, nobody really knows. It could be crypto assets, it could be digital assets, it could be stocks, it could be a currency. And the thing is, nobody currently knows this. And I think we're still super in the early stages. So that's why I also think it makes sense that you invest some part of your portfolio into this, because you need to understand how the technology is being used, how the potential of the technology can evolve. And for that, you need to actually hold, trade, and buy something with it to really understand where this potentially could go to. So I think in general, I think it's good that it's fairly early, because that makes it for us, for the investors, makes it much, much more interesting. Because imagine if this is the 1980s or end of 80s, and you are able to invest into something like Microsoft or Cisco or whatever, or all these companies that have built out the ecosystem, the industry of cryptocurrency, or, well, back then the internet. But here Bitcoin might be the kind of leader of this cryptocurrency ecosystem that we will soon see in different industries, etc., etc. So with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, join the Telegram channel. I will see you on the next one. Take care. Bye bye.